Good morning. It is 9:31 a.m. We are here today, September 3rd, 2019, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagania, Guam, for the formal hearing regarding appellant's bid preparation costs of OPA PA 19-001 JJ Global versus the Guam Visitors Bureau. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jarek Hernandez and Clarissa Roque. Will appellant JJ Global please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Vanessa Williams, attorney for JJ Global, present with Luis Bustamante.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GBB please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, attorney Charles McDonald on behalf of GBB, present with Christine Lozama.
Thank you. Will Interested Party Landscape Management Systems, Inc. please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. This is Mitch Thompson. I'm counsel for the Interested Party Landscape Management Systems, Inc.
Thank you. We may proceed.
All right. So we only have one post-decision issue in this matter. That is the bid preparation costs. And the appellant has filed their bid preparation costs. GBB has objected to the same. Do you still? I know that was prior counsel, Mr. McDonald. Does GBB, with its new counsel, taking a different position, or do you still make the same objection?
We make the same objection, Your Honor, and then we also lodged a second objection.
Okay, so it's Mr. Camacho, I'm the district hearing officer.
Mr. Judge.
But, all right, so, and Mr. Thompson, so you essentially oppose the request for bid preparation costs as well?
That's right.
All right, so we'll proceed in this order then. Ms. Williams will have the floor to argue the bid preparation costs, and then we'll go in the orders of the opposing arguments by GVB. And then the interested party, and of course, this is the appellant's bid preparation cost. Ms. Williams will have rebuttal at the end. Is there any question about that order of proceeding? Fairly standard. So, Ms. Williams, you have the floor.
Thank you. On August 9, 2019, we submitted an amended declaration of Mr. Bustamante, who's present, attesting to the costs that he had incurred, or JJ Global had incurred, in preparation of this bid. Now, I want to note that the declaration attests to the same facts, but in this declaration, we provided more detailed backup to show the checks made to the contractor hired to help or assist in preparation of this bid, to show the pay stubs for the employees who were assigned to preparing this bid, and the receipts for the mileage incurred and the copying, for Copy Express. We also provided timesheets. Now, the actual cost that he incurred totaled $11,091.61. Now, the main objections that I understand from LMS and GBB is that, one, the contractor's fee was exorbitant or not reasonable. In total, he incurred $7,400 to Ms. Colantes, who he hired on a contractual basis and who worked for him from time to time on a contractual basis, to assist in preparation of bids. Now, Ms. Colantes is not an employee, so that's why she's paid on a contractual basis. And this amount that he paid, that Mr. Bustamante paid, was to ensure that this bid was airtight. I mean, during the hearing on the merits, we heard Mr. Bustamante attest to the fact that he spent so much time and he was so focused on the preparation of this bid and followed up over and over again with GVB, made sure to clarify any questions, and was so concerned with this bid because this was about the fourth or fifth time that he was bidding on GVB, and at every turn, even when he was the lowest bidder, they would find a reason to disqualify him. And that is why he hired this Ms. Colantes as a contractor to help prepare this bid. Now, $7,400 is not the cost that he would incur on any single bid, but this wasn't any normal bid. He attested at the hearing on the merits. This is why he put so much time, so much detail. He also testified, he told his staff, be very careful. We need to make sure we dot all the I's, cross all the T's, because he was so certain that GVB would find a way to disqualify them. And we know, in fact, that there was a reason why he spent so much attention to this. We're here because JJ Global prevailed. Now, the arguments that I hear is they're nitpicking at the invoice or trying to discredit it on its face, which is a little funny or ironic, because that seemed to be one of the major issues in at the hearing on the merits. Is they when they don't like what we say, they say we just forged a document or we just made up this document. We have checks as backup to show what he paid to Ms. Colantis. Now, the question in determining reasonableness, we have Mr. Bustamante's testimony at the hearing on the merits that there was a reason why he spent so much time and money on preparing this bid.
You made that argument.
Yes, Your Honor. So that goes to the reasonableness of how much he paid in the wages. There's nothing inconsistent with what they say on their face, and we submit the $11,091.61 is totally reasonable under the circumstances of this bid.
What was the, my memory's not what it once was in my mid-50s here these days, but what was the award? What was the contract award in this case? I know that you made a post-award protest, but what was the award? I mean, the winning bidder, do you recall what the amount was?
I don't want to. I want to say it was in the range of $230,000, approximately.
So it's approximately 200,000-ish contract or so.
Correct.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. McDonald, you have the floor on behalf of GBB.
Thank you, Mr. Camacho. So, as she pointed out, their first submission on costs was not exact. We submitted an objection on that in that regards. They came back, submitted an invoice, more or less, from the consultant, timesheets, canceled checks. There was a payroll statement. So all of that in support of the costs. We feel that costs are not reasonable, Your Honor, and that there are a lot of issues with the invoice and the way it was presented. So for example, the invoice from Maria Colantis, the consultant, you know, it doesn't detail her description of the services performed in furtherance of the bid. It doesn't really state her qualifications. I mean, there's no listing of a business address. There's no on-island telephone number. As a matter of fact, the number listed is out of the Philippines. This information would help towards determining reasonableness. What was the actual work performed? Also, if you look at her invoice, there are contradictory terms in the invoice. For example, it says, payment is due upon receipt, as opposed to, further down it says, payment is due upon award, or to be paid in installments when it is awarded. And also, there's checks listed as support for the invoice to show payment. The checks don't reference, that they were paid for GBB bid preparation. Now, I understand that these sound like nitpicky arguments, but it just reflects the nature of the work performed by Ms. Colantis, if in fact she did perform the work. And, this invoice, with all the errors in it, is also evident in the bid package that was submitted. The bid package itself was, sloppy. And in our opinion, it doesn't rise to that, $7,400 fee. And also, that supports, the reasonableness standard, Your Honor, that they have to prove, right? The payment needs to be reasonable, and it needs to be reasonable to a normal business person. So given the high fee, you would think that, the package could be prepared better. But we think that it's not reasonable based on those regards, just based on the invoice presented. So then you go further, Your Honor, in support of their claim. They attach payment, payroll statements and timesheets. So if you could look at the original invoice submitted by JJ Global, it states here, manager's hours, I'm working on the GVB bid, and then assistant hours, I'm working on the GVB bid. So there are two line items, and in support of those line items, they attach payroll statements. So if you look at the payroll statements, they're all for assistants. There's no managers involved in this procurement. Also, the hours worked in the JJ Global invoice, it notes 64 hours worked by manager, 143 hours worked by an assistant. You add that up, it equals 207 hours, Your Honor, or Mr. Camacho.
Thank you.
And if you compare that to the timesheet submitted, the total number of hours worked, according to the timesheets, with totals.
How many hours?
248 hours.
Okay, but how many hours are you saying the employees worked, the assistants?
248 hours total.
Well, that's with 64 managerial hours, is that correct?
Well, I don't know.
I'm just trying to understand your bifurcation. That's all.
Yeah, it's confusing. So the invoice says 64 managerial hours and then 143 assistant hours. But if you look at the support that they provided, it shows 247 assistant hours. So, you know, there's a lot of inconsistencies, right, with what was submitted. And, you know, so you have the 247 hours for the assistants, and then you have the $7,400 fee from the consultant. You know, how many hours was that for? You know, I mean, if we can say, let's say she was paid at $100 an hour, you know, that's another 74 hours. So, I mean, basically he's claiming that he has about over 300 hours into this whole procurement. And Your Honor, I think, you know, if you look at the bid package, you will see that that's not reasonable, Your Honor, and that you know, the numbers are inflated. And so we feel that cost should be denied or they should be reduced to a reasonable amount.
What's a reasonable amount for GVB?
Well, Mr. Thompson, what did your client? What did the
well, I'm not
client?
Asking. I'm not asking. Mr. Thompson has
I think
to argue. And I'm sure in Mr. Thompson's mind, he might have a number that his client thinks is reasonable. But I'm asking you, GVB, because inevitably it's GVB that will be paying.
That's correct. Your Honor,
pursuant to statute.
I think maybe $1,000, Your Honor, would be reasonable.
$1,000.
Yeah. But of course, I'd like to benchmark that against Mr. Thompson's estimated cost. But
right.
I just think it's not reasonable, Your Honor.
And you think $1,000 is?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Thompson?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. As we set forth in our opposition memo, there's pertinent federal authority that I think can offer some guidance in the situation. And pursuant to that federal authority, the onus is on the protester to prove that its requested bid preparation costs are first allocable to this specific bid preparation, and second, that they're reasonable. And the problem with the request by the protester here is that they failed to provide anything close to the information necessary for the hearing officer here to determine whether or not these bid preparation costs are reasonable. We have an invoice from a purported consultant for over $7,000. There's no indication really what this purported consultant's skills or expertise are. If they were serious about this, they would have attached a CV or some kind of indication. What is expertise does this consultant bring to the bid preparation process? We have no idea. She could be running a a store in the Philippines. We have no idea what this person's expertise or skills are. There's no breakdown of the time that this purported consultant spent on this bid preparation. There's just the one-line researches. What does that mean? Again, the onus is on the protester here to show that this was reasonable under the circumstances. So it's not the other party's obligation to prove that this was unreasonable. They have to show that these protocols are reasonable. And they haven't given the hearing officer anything close to an adequate basis to establish that these costs were reasonable. Similarly, as far as the timesheets of the manager or assistant manager of the protester here, there's no description of what they did. For example, this would be like a law firm sending a client a bill saying, well, we spent 22 hours, but no explanation as far as what was done. That's not acceptable, that's not reasonable, and a reasonably prudent business person would not pay such invoices. And that's the problem that the protester has here. They failed their obligation to prove that this was reasonably incurred in the bid preparation for the specific project. So, as we set forth in our opposition memo, they failed their burden, and based on their failure to provide the information required to establish that their request is reasonable, the hearing officer should deny it.
Well, based on what they did provide, was LMS, same question I posed to Mr. McDonald. Does LMS have a belief on what is a reasonable cost here?
Well, I'm sure they incurred some copying costs because you have to, you know, prepare copies of the bid. But again, based on what they've produced to date, I don't know that they've proven of anything.
So just copying costs.
I think that's about all that they're entitled to based on the record that we have before you.
All right. And thank you, Nick. Is there anything else, Mr.
Nothing further at this time.
Thank you. And Ms. Williams, any
just
rebuttal?
Just a very brief response.
Yes.
I just want to highlight that this is reasonable under these circumstances. Under these circumstances, they went above and beyond to make sure that they had an airtight bid. And if we look at the total cost of approximately $200,000 for a contract that was renewable over 5 years, that's a $1 million contract. $11,000 of $1 million is about 1%. Now, 1% cost to prepare a bid is not unreasonable under any circumstance. Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'm going to...
Your Honor, I'd just like to clarify one point. I'm sorry, Mr. Camacho. The contract was for 1 year with two extensions, two options to extend. So not the 5 years.
Well, how much is the contract award according to GVB's records?
It's $238,000.
About $200,000.
Yeah, but is that for the first year? Is that an annual fee? And then it has two options to extend?
What is that fee, $238,000?
Flat fee, $238,000.
Is that a per annum fee, or is that
yes.
For, okay, so $238,000.
3 years.
For a maximum of 3 years. But we should be past the first year, is that correct? We're getting close to the end of the first year?
It was ratified.
Yes.
September 30th.
Okay, so are we going to renew for a second year?
If we get the funds.
If we get the funds.
Depends on the legislature.
Okay. We're just swamped with funding, as usual. I say that sarcastically. Okay, so... all right. Is there anything, any other comments by the other parties based on that?
Nothing further, thank you.
All right, so I'm going to take this matter under advisement. I'll issue a decision in writing, hopefully within a week or so. All right?
Thank you.
So it is 9:51 a.m., and these proceedings are hereby concluded. We're off the record.
We're off the record.